Patrons mingle as they browse clothing racks inside a boutique store in downtown Springfield, waiting for the start of a fashion show.
Next up, we have Miss April, an employee of Inspired Boutique. She loves to go bowling with her brother, dress up in costume, and loves her two wiener dogs. She's wearing a cow.
It's taking place on the first Friday of October, during the city's art walk. Bustling crowds trail down Walnut Street, peering into the storefront. A fall breeze blows through the boutique's open doors, which welcomes in the sounds of nearby vehicle traffic and the beeping of a crosswalk. This is Inspired Boutique, a branch of Abilities First. Abilities First is a Springfield agency working with individuals in Southwest Missouri with developmental disabilities. The store sells gently used clothing and furniture, and proceeds go back to these individuals to meet their needs. This is the mission of Inspired, to give back to the community and to offer employment opportunities to individuals with disabilities. Michelle Fields, Director of Public Awareness for Abilities First, said inclusivity is a standard for every branch of this agency.
Abilities First, in general, is an inclusive employment place. So all of our offices, all of our retail stores employ people with developmental disabilities at a competitive wage. We are all about inclusion in the community. That is highly important to us. We believe that everyone deserves the right to employment. Everyone deserves the right to a good life.
The organization encompasses several programs. First Steps provides early intervention for those with developmental disabilities. The Art Inspired Academy serves as a creative arts environment to practice music, theater, and movement. There is also a gallery and event space called Art Inspired. 29-year-old April Ballinger has worked at First Steps and Inspired Boutique, as well as volunteered for Art Inspired Academy for 3 years. Ballinger says she has an anxiety disorder and a learning disability, but does not view them as restrictions. Speaking to KSMU alongside her manager, Angela Campbell, Ballinger shared her favorite aspects of the job.
I get to meet new friends and learn how to price the clothes and how to put them where they need to go and stuff.
And she's great at waiting on the customers and greeting the customers. She gets lots of compliments on her work ethic and just how good she communicates with the customers.
Campbell has been a manager at Inspired Boutique for 2 of the 3 years she's worked there. She wanted a job with purpose. Campbell said employees are considered based on their ability to work in the community. Whether the individual has a disability or not, they are all trained for the same duties and given the same responsibility with consideration to each worker's needs and accommodations.
Everybody helps with the donations, the sorting, the pricing, the greeting of customers, offering them a dressing room, telling them about our mission. So we're all inclusive. We all work together. We help each other. We work as a team. And so that's very rewarding.
Ballinger said working within the community has been positive, and she's met scores of community members through Abilities First. Campbell, along with Michelle Fields, always greet her with a smile.
April is a joy. She always has a smile on her face. She's always very helpful, and she has really blossomed from working there, and she loves coming to work.
Fields says when people with disabilities are employed in an inclusive environment, everyone benefits.
Their coworkers benefit, they benefit. It changes some perceptions and some acceptance issues that go on in today's job market.
October is a National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Ballinger says the distinction shows those who do live with a disability that they are not alone and hopefully sheds light on the subject.
You know, have a disability or not, we're still people. I know how disabilities can be. I have a disability myself, and I just want people to know that have disabilities that they're not alone out there.
Megan Blydestell started working for Inspired Boutique as an advertising coordinator in August. She's an advertising major at Missouri State University and felt it was an opportunity to further her education. Blydestell, who has a family member with Down syndrome, said before long she came to appreciate the agency's mission even more.
When I met April here, at first, she's shy and she didn't really know me that well, and I was new to everyone, but just a couple weeks ago, she started to give me a hug just like the other girls, and she warmed up to me, and I know that I'm in the right place and I'm accepted here, so.
Fields said Abilities First would like the community to treat individuals with disabilities as any other employee and give them opportunities throughout the city.
We would like to see employers open up their minds, maybe change some thinking, and really think about employing someone who may have a developmental disability.
For Inspired Boutique Manager Angela Campbell, her vision is to expand the business to offer more products to customers. By doing so, she hopes to hire more individuals with disabilities and be an example to the community. For KSMU News, I'm Sarah Teague.